Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
There's four different distribution channels. So I'll give you an example. Like with McDonald's, for example, the restaurant is the distribution channel, and they strategically place them in areas with high traffic, right? Because they know that they're going to basically get people there, and they're going to see the McDonald's, they're going to walk in. That's their distribution channel. All right. But with digital marketing, there's four and there's levels. And I'm going to give you what I believe are the levels of your distribution channel, meaning how you want to be focusing in on building your list. Okay, the money and the power is in your list and the fortune is in the follow-up. All right, the money and the power is in your list, but the fortune is in the follow-up. So let me give you an example. I'm going to give you four distribution channels. It's basically different ways you can build a list. All right, so if you like follow Alex Hormozi, he'll say a lead is just a person that's expressed interest. Right, so if someone follows you, they've expressed interest. If you get an opt-in subscriber, they've expressed interest. The distribution channel I'm going to tell you about right now is the one that I believe is the most underutilized, but the most, well, third, and the second most powerful, and that's watch time. I'll get into more detail about that here in a second. And the fourth distribution channel are buyers. All right, so let's start with social media followers. That's simple. People that are following you on social media. Okay, they've expressed interest. What most people focus in on is simply getting more people to follow them. But they fall victim to what I talked about earlier, where it's like they just had a lead, but that lead never saw the offer. So as you have social media followers, that's why you see markets, they do promotions. You see them making offers, right? You see them driving traffic to funnels. Okay, they're not just using social media just to get followers. Trust me, there's a lot of people with way more social media followers out there that aren't making any money because they're not making any offers, all right? Now, for me, the reason I like ads, which a lot of people don't do, is I run ads to my social media followers, right? So I'll get followers and I can literally run an ad and reach every single one of my followers. Whereas people that are posting on social media will hit like 3% of their followers will actually see a post, right? So they're posting a lot. And if you're doing well and you really know what you're doing, you can get expand the reach, but that's just an example with ads. The reason I throw that out there is I know a lot of you guys are probably better than me at social media if you're following Marcus. So how many of you guys are setting aside $5, $10 a day, running a video view ad that can cost you half of a penny and putting your offer in front of all of your followers on Clockworks every day, $5 to $10 a day, driving your offer in front of your followers as you build them? Or are you just saying, hey, I got social media followers and no one's buying my product because they never saw your offer? You guys getting value from that? Does that make sense? All right, so we're talking about how you're building your list and how you make offers. Now, as I go into the other channels, I want to explain to you that you're building an asset. Like I told you, when you learn lead generation, right, you're developing a skill set that can pay you forever, regardless. Like, for example, if my company goes under tomorrow, I have the skill in lead generation. I can go grow another company. I built an email list and then I can go send an email and make money, right? So this is a skill that you want to be thinking about. Same thing with your list, your social media followers. We go through these channels, okay? You have to understand that you're building an asset. All right, it's like you're investing in yourself every single person that gets part of your distribution channel. All right, so for example, with the value of your leads, the way I look at it is every subscriber, every lead you get, okay, what is a lead? A person that's expressed interest, okay, has a lifetime value of $1 per month. So what you should be, and a lot of people do better than this, but at bare minimum, if you're doing it right, you should be earning $1 per lead, okay? That's sending emails, that's staying in front of them. That's a goal. So you're building an asset. So think about it this way. Let's say you're generating, let's just be simple, 100 leads. Let's say 10 leads a day, right? So 10 leads a day over a week is, 70, right? Let's make it easier number. Let's just say 100 a week. Let's just say over a month, that's 400 leads. Well, guess what? If you did the same thing the next month, and we'll just make it easy math and no one unsubscribed, okay, you'd have 800 leads. And then the next month, okay, 1,200. So it's compounding, right? So the value of your list, the asset that you're building, because I want you guys to understand why you're doing this. Because some people get all these followers, they're like, well, I got all these followers, I'm not making money. They're not understanding why. So I want to make sure you guys understand that. All right, so the value of your list is $1 per month. So you're getting social media followers. The second one is opt-in subscribers, right? So essentially getting your follower, okay, running an ad, getting someone to provide you with a name and email address. Why is that powerful? Okay, why do we need it? I know some people say, well, email is dead. People don't check email. Let me prove to you why email is powerful. If you guys were walking down a dark alley right now, okay, in a neighborhood you know you shouldn't be in, and somebody walks up to you, stranger, and says, give me your email address, are you giving it to them? Do you feel comfortable giving it to them? Go ahead in the comments, let me know. So all of you guys are thinking it's just, well, maybe if he's like, you better give me that email address. But normally, like, I'm not giving you my email. I don't know you, right? But the point I bring that up to you is that we take for granted someone giving you the email address. I believe that's the first microtransaction. The reason I give you that example of you walking out and somebody asking you from that is online, they land on a, I call it a brick wall page, by the way. Brick wall is just a landing page. And I call it that because it blocks 80% of traffic. I don't want to get into like why, but anyways, you land on this page, you're not thinking like, you're not looking at that page when it's asking you for the name and email in any kind of weird way. You're just used to it because that's what we see as digital marketers. But in reality, that email is something serious. That's almost like if somebody walks up to you, they don't know you, like, what's your Instagram handle? Like, let me follow you. And they're like, why are you trying to find me? Like, who are you? Same type of thing. It's a microtransaction, right? So understand that's why I put it number two, all right, in terms of the power of the distribution channels. Now, if you can get a person to not give you the spam or the fake email address, okay, then and you email them, then you can get email money, right? You can send out an email and wake up with more money than what you went to sleep with that night, all right? Number three, the one that everybody sleeps on and the one that I'm getting people to understand the power is watch time. So what do I mean by that? Super Bowl commercials. You guys know how much it is to run a Super Bowl ad? $7 million, 30 seconds today. It's $7 million for 30 seconds. Now you gotta ask yourself, why would someone pay $7 million for 30 seconds?